Exclusive Kobach, Biden aids and abets the spread of COVID while demanding Americans get vaccinated. By Chris W. Kobach on July 29, 2021. At the very moment that President Biden and his administration are ratcheting up pressure on Americans to get vaccinated, they are flooding the country with illegal aliens, an alarming percentage of whom are infected with COVID-19. As Breitbart reported, on Monday a group of illegal aliens including a mother and some children turned up in La Joya, Texas, at a Whataburger restaurant coughing and sneezing and infected with COVID-19. How did they get there? They had entered illegally and were subsequently turned loose by the Border Patrol, whose agents have been forced to process illegal aliens into the country by President Biden, rather than keep illegal aliens out, as federal law requires. Not only were the illegal aliens spreading COVID-19 around the Whataburger restaurant, they were also spreading it at a local hotel that had been completely booked by Catholic Charities to house illegal aliens. Biden's Border Patrol doesn't test illegal aliens in its custody for COVID. And the aliens certainly aren't asked to get vaccinated. Biden is more concerned with forcing American citizens to get vaccinated. This must be an aberration. Biden has to be taking steps to stop COVID-infected aliens from spreading into the country, right? Wrong. In fact, Biden's policies have opened up the nation's interior to illegal aliens infected with COVID-19. Just inside the border, many Border Patrol checkpoints, which are on highways and are intended to stem the flow of illegal aliens into the country, are being shut down. The Border Patrol agents who would otherwise be working those checkpoints are too busy processing illegal aliens into the country. According to my sources in Texas law enforcement, the Border Patrol checkpoints near Las Cruces, New Mexico, near Marfa, Texas, and near El Paso, Texas, have all been shut down recently. And once they get further into the country, the illegal aliens need not worry about ICE. Biden has forced ICE to stand down. Biden's guidelines have drastically restricted ICE's ability to deport illegal aliens. Under the new guidelines, it's extraordinarily difficult for ICE officers to remove anyone who is not a convicted aggravated felon, a member of a gang, or a terrorist. Biden didn't have to abolish ICE. He just ordered ICE to stop deporting people. Unlike President Biden, Texas Governor Greg Abbott sees the health risks of sending tens of thousands of illegal aliens carrying COVID-19 into the interior of the country every month. On Wednesday, he issued an emergency executive order noting that busloads of migrants, an unknown number of whom are infected with COVID-19, are being transported to communities across the state of Texas. Abbott accordingly ordered officers of the Texas Department of Public Safety to stop any vehicle on reasonable suspicion that it is carrying illegal aliens who may be infected with COVID-19, reroute them back to the border, and impound the vehicle. If only President Biden shared the same sense of urgency. But he's too busy forcing Americans to get vaccinated. Chris W. Kobach served as the Secretary of State of Kansas during 2011 to 2019. An expert in immigration law and policy who is an informal advisor to President Trump. He also co-authored the Arizona SB 1070 immigration law. He is currently representing 5 Texas sheriffs and an association of ICE officers who are suing the Biden administration over its violation of laws requiring the deportation of illegal aliens. His website is chriskobach.com.